well, Howard, I'm really not doing anything now. And he went, oh, I see. He said, your problem's not technique, it's commitment. He said, you're not struggling with meditation, you're not meditating. And he suggested that before I could struggle with meditation, that I would have to have the discipline that Alcoholics Anonymous talks about. Discipline not being a form of punishment, but discipline being adopting a committed way of life. Are you willing to, like in the martial arts, you will commit to a particular discipline. And he just said, he says, why don't you create a space and time and allow that struggle to happen in that space and time? And in fact, try not to struggle. So it was and discipline, by the way, continues to be my problem, not technique. But I've done quite a bit better since that time. I'm going to do my best to do what you've asked me to do and what our book suggests I do, which is a couple of things. One is, as we all are aware, to share a little bit with you what I was like, what bumped me into Alcoholics Anonymous and what my life has been like since I've been here. The other thing our book suggests I do is it says that each of us in our personal stories, which is what I'm sharing, each of us in our own language and from our own point of view talks about how he established a relationship with God. So I'm going to try to get to that, the establishment of the relationship, which, by the way, is different than the relationship. I don't spend much time talking to you about God. I spend time talking to you about how I established the relationship with God. If you ask me how I met my wife, and I spend the next hour telling you about my wife, that's interesting, but you go, hey, Steve, I was just curious, how did y'all meet? You know? If I ask you how to get to Portland from here, and you go, Steve, you're going to love Portland, man. This is where you got to go eat in Portland. This is where you want to go listen to music. This is the very best coffee in Portland, which has great coffee all over. And I go, hey, man, but how the hell do I get to Portland? Help me get to Portland and then allow me to have my own experience while I'm there. And that's what you really do at our best in Alcoholics Anonymous, is you are connecting me with the power. The steps are the pathway to the power. They're not the power. You know, and you help me connect with this higher power, and then I get to have this relationship evolve in whatever form that takes. And then we try to describe it to each other. And we try to describe something that's indescribable. We try to describe a spiritual experience which defies description. It's been equated to trying to describe the aroma of a rose. And also know that we can have different experiences. So I'm limited by my vocabulary and my ability to articulate this relationship. But I'll try to do that a little bit tonight. I used to say that I'm going to do what I said a minute ago to tell you what I was like and what happened and what I'm like now. I realize that's not even really what happens. Because in truth, what I'm going to do is tell you what I think I was like. I'm going to tell you what it felt like to be me. I'm going to tell you what life looked like through the prism of my alcoholism. I'm going to tell you how it went through this defective character that I show up here with, and then how I view the world. And I realized that the experience I was having was often different than the experience the people around me were having. I realized I didn't always see things as they really were. I got a couple of examples of how that happened. I spoke at a conference one night like this. My wife was with me. She's sitting in the front row. I got up to the room later, and she said, Steve, you know that last 15 minutes of your talk? And I saw a compliment coming, you know, and I said, yeah, baby. And she said, I would love to meet that guy. I wish you would bring him home sometime. And then I went to Myrtle Beach to a conference, and I had spoken with my host, but we'd never met, but we had talked on the phone off and on before going. And finally I get there, and we made arrangements to meet in the baggage claim area. And I got there, and it wasn't a big airport, but we couldn't find each other in the baggage claim area. And I couldn't connect with him, and finally, I called him and I said, hey, man, where are you? And he said, I'm right here at baggage carousel number 6. And I said, no, you can't be. I said, I'm at baggage carousel number 6 right now. He said, no, I'm there right now. And then we're the two idiots on our phone. And I realized the reason we had not been able to connect is we both described ourselves as much more attractive than we really are.